Yeah, no, we didn't actually have that good a start, and I think that reflected on the whole game. You know, we couldn't. Every time we tried to make a comeback, they just played stronger and harder, and I think that was the downfall of our game, the start. So.
You still scored 84 points, though.
Yeah, you know, we played all right offensively. It was just defensively we couldn't contain, and we couldn't get stops. So, you know, that really, really hurt us.
Their 3-point shooting obviously hurt.
Oh yeah, sure. They had 76% from the 3-point line, which is almost unheard of in the WNBL. I'm sure in any league around the world, it's a pretty good scoring percentage from 3-point line. So, yeah, it was a really good game for them, and I guess it really gave us a boot up the bum. And you know, we'll get out there fired up next game.
Did the team come in a little overconfident, perhaps?
I don't think we were overconfident. You know, we just didn't play that good a defensive game, which was, you know, we've been practicing it every day at training, and I don't know what happened, whether we weren't, you know, focused, or I know I was. I don't, you know, I'm sure everyone was trying really hard, but maybe we were trying too hard, you know what I mean? So I just, like, that'll be a good lesson for us in the future anyway, for the grand final and next semi.
Yeah, well, of course, the team, you did watch Adelaide the week before play against the AIS and lose. Do you think perhaps mentally that might have affected the coming into this game?
As I said before, no, not really. I don't, you know, we knew that the Adelaide Lightning would come out and play a totally different game. Like, the first game we played them, they beat us really badly in Adelaide. And, you know, we sort of expected them to come out really hard. I don't know what we were thinking, actually. I just know that we prepared the same way for every game as we did for that one. And, you know, it's the semi-final, and nerves were obviously flying. And, yeah, mate, I think we'll just take it as a learning experience, and yeah.
Just put it down as one of those games. This week, then, the Bulleen Boomers.
Yes, we'll have to play a good game against them. They're playing very well at the moment, so hopefully we can get out there and just, you know, regain a little bit more confidence and get out there and play our own game.
Of course, it's do or die now, isn't it?
Yeah, we're really lucky because we had a second chance. So, you know, we've just got to keep up the training and stuff and get out there and do really well, I suppose.
Obviously, you wouldn't be disappointed with your own form, 30 points and 9 rebounds, but in the end, it doesn't matter when you lose, does
No,
it?
not at all. I was really disappointed with the way the game went, and I guess anyone in the team will tell you that was one of the hardest losses we've had. And for me, I took it pretty badly, but. You know, I don't think I played to my, you know, how I could play normally. I think defensively I didn't do that well at all. So, yeah, I wasn't happy with the way I played.
Oh well, it's still we'll accept 30 points from you every game. obviously, you've got to get through this weekend's game. How do you beat Bulleen?
I think we've just. You know, as I said before, we just got to play our own game and play good defense and good offense, and we can beat anyone in the league, and that is well known. We've just got to play our own game, and I guess not be too nervous this game and not be thinking too much about the do or die situation. We can beat this team, and like we can beat Adelaide, and we will in the grand final.
Yes, which will be down in Adelaide, unfortunately.
Yeah, but you know, it's a much more satisfying win, I think, when we're in Adelaide and we've got that crowd to go up against. So, yeah, hopefully, you know, we'll just play our own game and get out there and, you know, do what we do best, play.
Indeed, you've been the best team in the league all year. Obviously, you want to finish it off.
Yeah, definitely. It'd be disappointing now that, you know, we were minor premiers of the league and, you know, we want to get out there and, yeah, win the grand final. That'd be, you know, great, but I think a lot of people have tipped us to win it, so I can't. Yeah, we're gonna do our best to, you know, win it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what people's tips are after last weekend's results, because everyone tipped you to win that one, go straight in, and I think a lot of people around the league were even planning. Bulleen was saying that they were expecting to have to go to Adelaide this week.
Yeah. Oh well, I think they're really. I heard Michelle Timms say that they're going to be going to Adelaide for the grand final, so. We'll just see how they go. You know, we didn't play that well. And but maybe, as I said before, it's a boot up the bum, and it'll help us get fired up for the next game. And yeah, I'm sure that we won't have another letdown like that for a little while.
Oh, no. Just two more games, another championship. You'd like to make it two in a row, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'd love to make it two in a row more than anything at the moment.
Those feelings from last year still there?
Oh, definitely. You know, last year was awesome, and I'd like to sort of, especially with the Capitals, you know, they were last year, and just want to make an impact on the league. So I think that if we could definitely get this championship, then Canberra would definitely be, you know, looked at more carefully in the future. And, well, it's a great year. I love it here. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, we'd love to keep you here. Of course, you've also got the Olympics coming up, and the Opals preparation for that too.
Yeah. That we all start that after the season, so it'd be good to start that on a good note. We are all getting together and training. I think we've got like 70 days of touring before the Olympics, so it's going to be a really hectic time.